This is Dan with Good Guys to Great Men, bringing you a short clip from the previous Mastering Connections with Women program that Alexis and I ran. This clip is talking about intimacy, talking about the things that come between two people when you want to create connection, when you want to get intimate with somebody, whether that's having a conversation, whether that's being closer physically, whether that's getting to know what the other's emotion is right at that point in time. So we talk a little bit about this, talk a little bit about tools, things that get in the way, things that you can adjust to be able to change where you are, where the level of connection is, where the intimacy is, how close you feel, how far apart you feel, what you can do in that kind of situation. So the course is coming up starting the 23rd of May. We have a few places left. Go to the website, which I'll post in the description below this video. Mastering Connection with Women is the name of the program. Alexis and I are running, and I'd love to see you in there.
So most people think about intimacy as closeness, being close. But then I think people get into a lot of trouble that way. So a different definition of intimacy that I think helps a lot isn't just closeness. It's can I be fully me? Do I have room for you to be fully you? And can I choose to be close? So what a lot of people do is they think, well, either we're, okay, if we're going to have intimacy, then we've got to be close, 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 right? And then if that doesn't feel good, then I've just got to like have some distance. But it's actually a completely different thing to think like, okay, intimacy is actually, can I fully be myself? And do I have room for the other person to fully be themselves? And then can I be close? And how much choice do I feel about coming closer at any given moment? So there's physical closeness. There's, do I even want to talk right now? Do I want to connect? And then there's even the little ways where, especially when we don't feel like we have choice about this, where it's like, oh yeah, no, I have to do this. The other person wants to talk. Okay, sure, I'll talk. But actually, I'm not ready to. Or I'm mad or something else, so I'm going to keep a part of me not close, even though I'll be here physically. I'll talk with you, right? So there's lots, I can hear that. There's lots of layers, and it's the dance of intimacy, right? And it's not like an on and off switch. But it really is like, how much choice and flexibility and capacity do I have to have the intimacy that I want? And that it's a, so it's not, am I intimate or not intimate? It's like, do I know where all the dials are like that regulate intimacy? And can I choose to have more or less of that at any given moment? It's always naturally fluctuating, right? But you'll probably find that there are ways that come easily to you and then things that don't. One way to think about this is, like, okay, what gets in the way of us having that? One way to think about that is anxiety. And it might come out as worry or the emotion of anxiety. It can also come out as frustration, or it can come out in different flavors. But it's basically like when we do this thing called being ourselves fully, and then we just show up to the moment and we are open to the other person being themselves fully, and we choose to come closer. I mean, this is like, it's an existential reality. We don't know what is going to happen moment to moment. We don't know. You don't know if she's going to, how she's going to respond to you or what she's going to say, right? So there's like this inherent vulnerability in it. And to whatever degree we cannot tolerate our own anxiety of being seen and known, or how the other person might respond to us, to whatever degree we cannot stand it, is the degree that we will manage our anxiety in not the best ways. And I sum this up in like three ways: dominate, submit, or distance. But to dominate is sort of like, there's lots of ways of doing that, but it's like, okay, well, that means there's only my reality. So that this shows up when like somebody is not listening to their partner, or because it's too threatening. Like, if you want something different than I do, that's maybe everything will fall apart or it'll hurt too much. So I will try and control things, or I will criticize or dominate, or I won't listen, or there's, you know, I'll only focus on my experience and I won't really hear your experience.
I'll give you the facts. These are the facts.
Conversely, you can like submit, which is like, I'll give up my reality so that there's just your reality. There's room for you to be you, and I don't have needs. I can just go along with what you're saying, right? You can see how any one of these things kind of reduces the anxiety in the system or in the relationship, right? If it's like, okay, this is too scary for me to be fully real, maybe I just, you know, so this is what a lot of nice guys do. They'll be like, sure, whatever you want, you know? That goes into that submit category. I will give up my truth, my needs, my reality. I won't stand for them because it's too intense here. It brings up too much anxiety. I don't know what will happen if I do. And then the third one is to distance, right? So like, I'll just find ways to go away from you. And that might be physically leaving, or that might be shutting down emotionally. That's even like our system does it without us even knowing it. Like sometimes when you lose interest in somebody, sometimes it's because they're not the right fit for you. And sometimes it's because some part of you is freaking out and just like, okay, I can't tolerate this much intimacy. So I'm going to regulate that by stopping being interested, right? That's a way to distance yourself. So when I look at those things, it's like, oh, right, I can see how in any given moment, what it is that I can stand or what I can't stand. You know, and we all have moments when it's like our cup is full, or life is too intense, or an important relationship feels threatened, or we're not feeling so good about ourselves that it's like, yeah, my capacity to be with stuff is a lot lower, you know, and then I'll do one of those things. But then the rest of the time, it's like, oh, those are some dials, and you might see yourself more in one of them or another. Like, what is it that you do when it gets to be too much? Do you pull away? Do you not talk about your needs and feelings? Do you only notice your experience and not hers? Do you only notice her experience and not yours? Even it's interesting sometimes when somebody says, I don't want to say this because she'll get upset or she'll get anxious. And it's like, yep, okay. You're saying that stuff because you're trying to manage her anxiety or her feelings. But what you're actually doing is you're trying to manage your own anxiety about being with her feelings. Because that's really what we can't stand, is our own feelings.
I really like that. The visual of having dials, right? One of those dials could be, does she like me? Is she interested? And when you feel the anxiety of that dial go up, just recognizing, oh, that's a dial, and I can adjust that, right? That doesn't have to be, it feels like it's right up high right now, but I could turn that down a little bit because I don't know, right? I don't know exactly what her experience of me is right now. So I can play with that dial, and I can still remain open, because sometimes that dial is kind of cutting you off. Like, it's up high, I'm anxious, that's shutting me off. So she's just feeling this resistance or this anxiety or this, in some way, pulling away, whatever it is that we do naturally. And we all have we generally have a particular one that we will go to by default. So what we did after that little introduction, we were talking about the different things that can happen, the different patterns that people can have with regards to how they close off connection, how they're able to open up the intimacy or the opportunity for intimacy versus, you know, subconsciously or unconsciously closing it down, causing some resistance between the two of you that you don't really know what it is, but it's there and you can feel it between the two of you, and it stops the connection, it stops the intimacy from going deeper. So what we did after that discussion, we then went into some practice where we were able to give live feedback and go through some exercises and show the guys that were in the course with us their particular patterns. How do they close off the connection without even knowing that they're doing it? And so this is a lot of what we do in that course, is we talk about a specific topic or a specific area of connection and intimacy, and then we'll pull it apart, show you the different ways that you can then work with it and improve that and understand it. And then we'll go into some practice so that you can actually see how you do it, how you can avoid doing it, how you can change it, how you can take the conversation, the connection between you and the person that you're talking to or interacting with, wherever you want it. And so then it starts to become really fun. You get used to the different experiences, sensations that you're having in live conversation, in live interactions, and then you can start to move it in any direction that you want. So this is what we do. This is what we love doing in this program with guys, getting you to really embody your ability to lead the conversation, your ability to lead the dance of intimacy and connection. It's a lot of fun. So I'd love to see you in